Blog Talk Radio.
God bless all of you on the Blog Talk line. This is Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson, and I'm welcoming you to the Blog Talk Radio program. May you be blessed tonight. We have but one platform for this Blog Talk line, and that is that we're trying our best to give God thanks and give Him praise. We try to thank Him 1,000 times a night. What good would that do, Dr. Johnson? Have you tried it? Try it and see what good it will do. God will make a way out of no way. You can praise your way to a miracle. It will take you out of the natural realm into the spiritual realm. You thank Him enough, your mind will become spiritual rather than natural. And then it will usher in the presence of the Lord. No wonder that song, the presence of the Lord is here. I can feel Him in the atmosphere. He will usher in the presence of the Lord. And then it positions you to receive a miracle from the Lord. I taught our people at Amazing Grace as we did the Bible study tonight. And what we want to do is try to thank Him and try to move the way we want Him to move for us. Amen. So we do try to praise Him every night to give Him adoration and give Him praise. And we try to move like we want Him to move for us. Amen. I tell Him if you want Him to take His time, then you take your time. But if you want God to move for you in a hurry, you can symbolize it by moving for Him in a hurry. And that's what we're trying to do on this blog line, symbolize how we want God to move for us. We try to thank Him 1,000 times. And I wonder, is Ambassador Hagen on the line? I do want to get a station identification before we go too far here. If you hear me, can you jump in there, Ambassador Hagen, and give us a station identification for world being heard all around the world. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Are you there?
Yes, God bless you. Can you hear me? God bless you.
We can.
Praise the Lord. Tonight, we give Him all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. To God be the glory. We thank God again for our international chief, the international chief ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson. We thank God, amen, tonight for the incredible things that He is doing and all that He has done. Yes, we are broadcasting live from BBJN Network, right here on Blog Talk Radio. We're being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 90 million listeners? We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Brazil, Argentina, Pakistan, Malaysia, the Virgin Isles, Japan, China, Russia, you name it, literally all over the world. And to God be the glory for the great things that He is doing even right now. And we're going to thank God for the excellent job and the excellent work that our Chief International Ambassador is doing. God bless you, sir. Keep on doing what you do.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Hagen. Let me just say that you just encourage us so much. Amen. We do appreciate all of your encouragement, and you stand behind us. And thank Bishop Hagen there in the city of Hagen, Georgia. Amen. What does that say to y'all? Their name is Hagen, and they live in Hagen, Georgia. But thank God for what the Lord is doing to them. And to all the people who are behind us on the blog line, amen, the owners of the Blog Talk, amen, we want to thank you so much. Thank you. All we want to do is give God praise and give Him glory. And you're helping us. That means that God is going to bless you in an ultra-awesome way. Get ready. Amen. Now, before I begin tonight, I just want to say that I'm making a clarion call to all of you who are on this blog line. I'm asking you to come to Kansas City on September the 17th, one night, September the 17th. I want us to make a special sacrifice for Jesus. Come for Jesus. I believe I said the other night, you know, when Jesus was on this earth, people came for Jesus. They packed out houses. They packed out fields. Yeah. That's why when Jesus was in that field and over 5,000 people came, besides the women and the children, it must have been probably 9,000 or 10,000, but let's go with 5,000 in that field. Jesus was responsible for what they were there for him, so he was responsible for them. And so Jesus began to try. Well, actually, he performed a miracle to have them fed, 2 fish and 5 loaves. That's where they came from. Why? Because the people were there for him, and he felt like the host. And he was the host, and he wanted to take care of his come for him from everywhere. And so he took 2 loaves, and the people were fed and had enough, and 12 baskets, I believe, left over. Why? Because he was responsible for those who come for him. See, they didn't come to see the disciples. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Peter, and all of them. And it was so packed in the house, they had a hole in the roof to let a man die who had a major palsy to really get in prayer for Jesus. It was so packed. People came for Jesus from miles around. They came, heard that Jesus was in town, and packed it out. And nowadays in this society, we've got it all twisted, as the young people say. Don't get it twisted. And I thank God for these who have wonderful ministries. Bishop Jakes, wonderful ministry. Joyce Myers have a wonderful ministry. Osteen, wonderful ministry. I just thank God for them. But we don't want to get it twisted when we come to see Bishop Jakes. We come to see Joyce Myers. We come to see Opie. We come to see Cliff Lawler. And, amen. Because if you come to see all them, let me use myself. If you come to see Bernard Johnson, then I will be responsible for helping you because you're there for me. To see Jesus and you had a car accident, he's responsible to take care of you and bring you out all right, fix your car. Sometimes he'll give you a new car because you're coming for him. Listen, I'm trying to get you to see, come for Jesus. Come for Jesus. Come for Jesus. Comes to Jesus because he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. When you're talking about Dr. Johnson, I said it already. September the 17th, that's Thursday, getting enough time to get back home. It was Sunday morning service. Thursday night on the 17th, I have just a special, special time that we come together for prayer. Who? What denomination? Oh, come on, you're missing it. This is not about denomination. Yeah, this is not about Church of God in Christ and Baptist and Methodist and Apostolic and Presbyterian and Lutheran and Catholics and Independents. And just, it's not about that. This is about coming for Jesus. And where's it going to be? Well, Jesus gave me the vision. Don't you think he's going to tell me a place? He's going to make a way out of no way. I'll let you know that. Just plan on coming here the 17th of September. And let's have a worship experience together. All from all the denominations. Don't you see what God's trying to do? This is the end time. He's pulling his people together. Together we stand, and divided we fall. It's time out for the Baptists and the Church of God in Christ to have disagreements and everything else, saying that the Baptists ain't saved. That some of them are more saved than them. You. Amen. And the Methodists are saying, well, they ain't saved. Well, some of them are more saved than Methodists. Oh, all right. The Baptists are shouting more than folks who are Pentecostal nowadays. And then folk saying the Catholics ain't got nothing. There's more Catholics. The Catholics got saved. They're getting the Holy Ghost in the Catholic Church. My God, the apostolics, y'all fighting them because they said baptize in the name of Jesus. What? Whose name are you supposed to baptize in? The Father, the Son, who is Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, which is Jesus' Spirit. So, I mean, you know, we're not going to have no arguments about theology and everything. We're just coming to pray together. We pray together, and we pray to Jehovah God. We pray to God. Amen. We can pray together, and we can praise him together. That's what we're coming together to do, to pray and to praise. Get that out for me, to pray and to praise. Amen. No big eyes, no little U's. Who's putting it on? Jesus is putting it on. All right? So let's be here on the 17th and come for the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to make a sacrifice. Let me give you an example before I leave this. Your son was graduating. If your son was graduating from high school, you would know to drop everything and go to his high school. You don't care what it was. Oh, no. My son is graduating that night. I can't be there. Or if he was graduating from college, you say, oh, no, I got to be there. See, you would reserve that date and drop everything. Why? Because blood is thicker than water. Your son is graduating. That blood, your family, it's more important than other folks. But they got trying to plan for it because that's your son. And the son. And it's thicker than water. Other folks is water, but the son is blood. Well, let me tell you something. The blood of Jesus is more important than the blood in your entire family. That's the most important blood in the whole wide world. If it wasn't for the blood of Jesus, the devil would have killed your son. I'm telling you, and you know I'm telling you the truth. He would have killed your son, but God said no. He would have killed your daughter, but the Lord said no. You wouldn't even have a life yourself. In fact, you should have been dead 10 years ago. You should have been dead. You know I'm telling you the truth. Because the devil sure tried to kill you. But God, he made old death behave by covering you with what? The blood of Jesus. I'm telling you that. That's the most important blood. I'm asking every prayer warrior. I'm asking every praiser from every denomination to come to the center of the nation, Kansas City, and let's pray together. You'd be surprised what God will do through prayer. It will change things. I know you from different denominations. Yeah. All kinds of denominations. But we've got to tell the devil, too late, devil, we already have the victory. We're not worried about what you are, our background. Did your bishop give you permission? Listen, there's certain things that when God says do things, it's not about man's permission. You got to do it because God said do it. Amen. The enemy has been keeping God's people divided too long because we're looking to man to tell me that it's all right to do this, man to tell me it's all right. No. It seems like you recognize God's been trying to build a prayer army and get prayer all around the world. Amen. And see, man will go to fighting. I ain't doing that. In my movement, that ain't my. See, God wants you to be about his movement, not concerned about any other body's movement. Hey, praise the Lord. And together we stand and divided we fall. The devil's been trying to divide us all these many centuries, all these decades, all these eras. So we're not coming together to discuss particularly. We want to come together to pray. You know, while Jesus was on the earth, people didn't gather for the disciples. They came together for Jesus. That's what I'm asking you to do in the name of Jesus on the 17th of September. God bless you. Let's give you some music. Make your request known unto the Lord, whatever you need. Amen. And whatever you desire, whatever you ask God for, I want to give you some music to make that request known. And then when you make it known, then we'll come back and praise him. Go ahead. Give you about 25 seconds. Make your request known to the Lord. Request on the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I ask you that. In Jesus' name. Let's go to thank him in advance for what he's going to do and what he's doing now. In the name of Heavenly Father, we just join in right now. Join hands in the spirit realm. People from all walks of life. We love you, God. Yeah. Thank you. Been trying to get it. Get your people to come together. Lord, thank you for coming together, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Just go to thank you right now.
Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank Thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory to God. Glory to Jesus. thank you.
Nobody
you.
Has to know that.
Oh,
nobody
yes,
see what you do.
Oh, 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 oh,
oh,
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Libertarian call. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you,
thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you,
thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you,
thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you,
thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank
you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you,
thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you,
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank Lord's Block Line. That's what we're about. If you want to know what this is all about, it's about thanking the Lord.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Amen. Thousand times. Amen.
Thank you.
But the wicked shows that we have over 90 million listeners, I'm just trying
thank
to get
you.
Some of them. You know, we got over 2 million of them now, thanking God a thousand times. I'm hoping that we can get all 90 million. And a million of them thanking God a thousand times is a big in praises. Amen. And hopefully we'll get 90 million, at least all 90 million of them. Thanking God a thousand times. That'll be sending up 90 billion praises tonight. I thank the Lord tonight for Brother McDonald, pastor there. I don't know, even know the city he pastors in, but God knows. And he's been trying to finish his church. Trying to brick his church all the way around. And I just ask God to let my thank yous tonight go on his behalf. And God might hear my thank yous. And
yes,
issue out an awesome miracle
yes,
to that pastor whose heart desire is to have
thank
his church finished. Yay. Oh, my God.
Thank
Lord,
you,
do it for that brother, that pastor. Let him be able to finish his church. Been working a long time, and I pray that you bless him to finish it. I believe that's his heart's desire. Do it, Lord, for him. And bountifully help him help to get that done in Jesus' name. Thank God. We love all of you on the block line. We're out of time. Don't want to take your family time. Amen. It's just done. We just want to thank him. I've seen people take so many hours for their own pleasures. Amen. And then they couldn't give God 20 minutes. Amen. Hopefully you won't be like that. Thank you. Learn to thank him and put him above everything you got. You position yourself for more miracles than you've ever seen. Don't ever treat him like that. Ever. Ever. Because he notices even the small things. God bless you. We love you. And may you have a wonderful night. Anybody want to say anything before we go? If so, the line is open to you. The Lord bless you.
Praise my Chief Ambassador. This is Ambassador Stern. I left for my own church, which is our prayer service. And I tell you, I really exhorted the Lord and lifted you up in the First Fruit prayer line and our blog line. I thank God, amen, that I'm, amen, really feeling at peace in the Lord. Amen. And I just thank that the residue from the conference, amen, has followed me at home. And I thank God for it, amen. I was in the midst of it, but I came back home and I feel the impact of it, amen. I just feel so released and so restored, amen. And I thank God for it. And I ran to get home to get this last little minutes of with the saints of God over the line. And Chief Ambassador, I'm just lifting you up before the Lord because I see such a greater as I saw you humble yourself, O God, and God's people. The Word of God says, "He that humble himself shall be exalted." Amen. And you're going to be exalted in ways that you know not of because you're blessing even us that's been on here a while. It's a part of my life, part of my spirit, man. Just want to thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
that the Lord would just restore you and just, amen, continue to bless and heal your family in ways that we know not of. And I know about first families. They go through a lot more than people would know. And I just place an anointing around you and your family and pray that the Lord would just continue to use you for his glory. I needed to tell you that tonight because I feel your heart and I feel your spirit. God bless you.
Amen. Ambassador Stern, I call you my greatest encourager. God bless you so much. You got a way of words. I guess I need to, I did it the other night, but I think I'll do it again and try to tell you all I need to give you an explanation because many people expected me to come back to the blog line and to the prayer line as bishop. I had that opportunity. And then they had beautiful programs. They had beautiful everything. And the service went wonderfully. And the anointing was there, but I have to feel in my spirit, which is the Holy Ghost moving on me, to accept things that are basically these type of things. I have to feel in my spirit that God said it's time for me to do that. And I didn't think that I had a clear word from the Lord. And because of it, I just decided wait. I read a scripture that said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and shall mount up with wings as eagles. And they shall run and not be weary, and they'll walk and not faint. And so I decided that I would just wait on the Lord. I feel so blessed to be the chief ambassador of the First Church Worldwide Prayer Convention. And then I feel so fortunate. Amen. And so if y'all would bear with me, I believe the Lord does want me to be a bishop. Amen. And add that to my life. I know I'm doing the work of a bishop. Amen. Thank God for it. But I want to feel in my spirit that the Lord said it's time. And God told me as I went back on my knees, he said, son, I want to just thank you because you have come to the point where you don't care about nothing but me. You don't
Amen.
Care about no position, no nothing. Just being my will. And he said, because of it, you'll see things happen to you. So that's right. You don't care about nothing but the Lord.
Man.
I want to be in his will, his divine will. I mean, whether it's, I don't want to hear about whether y'all call me brother. My name is Bernard Johnson, but I have an earned doctorate, and so most people call me a doctor because I have an earned doctorate. And but otherwise, I just decided to wait on the Lord, whatever he wants me to do. God bless you. I wanted to say those things, and if somebody's right in the phone, sitting and doing something right by the phone, that echoes, folks. You got to know that echoes, and they hear it all over the country. Would you stop and be still? Amen. If you were doing something that was important to you, I would try to give you the respect that you deserve. Amen. I really would. I'd stop what I was doing and listen to you. I dealt with somebody not too long ago. They wouldn't even give me 5 minutes. They wouldn't stop 5 minutes. You know, they had to be doing something at the same time. So it's not a good thing to do people like that. Amen. The Lord loves you, and we're trying to give you the utmost respect. Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face to shine upon you. All right? May you have a wonderful night, and may the blessings of the Lord fall upon you like never before. And, I feel something in the atmosphere that he's going to do. That he's going to do. May the Lord bless you. Have a wonderful night. And whoever that is by the phone doing all that, I hope you don't fool around and hurt yourself. Amen. I ask you. And the Lord sees you now. And what you're doing is disrespecting not only one, but you bring habit on yourself. And I hope you hear me. Amen. You don't want to fool around and have the Lord angry at you because you disrespected his service. This is his service, not mine. The Lord bless you. And y'all have a wonderful night. I'm keep praying for you. God bless you.
Peace. Amen. Good night.
God bless everyone.
Good night. Good night. All right. That's good. I'm still here. No, I'm still here. Is there anybody else who wants to have a word to say? If so, the line is open to you. Otherwise, we'll close. Anybody? All right. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. Good night.
Same to you.